I was going through all my old air checks.
Okay, explain to people what an air check is in case they do not know, because that's sort of radio lingo that a lot of people would be like, what the, what, huh?
Back in the day, we had a thing called an air check machine. So you'd take a cassette and you'd put it in a machine, and every time you would hit the mic, it would record.
Right. It would record just you speaking. It wouldn't record the music.
Right.
It would just record the jock on air. And then the reason it did that is because the program directors wanted to sit down with you afterwards and tell you why you're terrible.
That and true. And you wanted to put an air check together of your best stuff and send it to other stations so you could get a job.
Right. So another program director can tell you how terrible you are.
Exactly. So it's always people telling you how bad you suck. But once we started doing this type of radio, I didn't make air checks because we just saved whole files.
Right.
But there's no air checks of me talking between songs.
Like
exists.
A jock. Like you and I are considered radio personalities, but
right.
A jock, a DJ, a disc jockey is different. That's somebody that literally in between songs is this is, that was, join us here, or they have someone call in. But it's like just a couple of minutes between songs. That's different than what we do.
I have those type of air checks of me talking between songs, but they're on cassette. And I have no cassette machine. I had a couple of CDs, and I had my son go to his work and get a CD player because I don't have a CD player in the house.
Nobody does.
No, I didn't know how to play it. So he had to go get me a drive so I could take stuff off a CD because I don't even. So I'm listening to stuff going, how did I get away with some of this shit?
Like what? What was some of the stuff that you had on your air check? I got it. Let me air check you.
Okay, you're going to air check me. There was one night I was on Nights on a Rock Station. I gave CeCe DeVille from Poison my phone number and told him to call and do an interview at some point. But CeCe, they just, so to backtrack, this was right after Behind the Music with Poison. So Behind the Music with Poison, they said, we're not drunks anymore. We don't drink. We don't do drugs. We're straight.
Mm-hmm.
CeCe was completely plastered. And called,
did he miss the Behind the Music? He hadn't seen it? Is that what happened?
He said it's all a lie.
So he
gets drunker and drunker and has more and more girls and just decides to keep calling me all night long.
This I gotta hear.
Going back to...
No.
Hey, it's Sam Kinison. It's All Request Nights with Anthony. You want to call in Pantera? You want to call in Ozzy? You want to call in...
So you always want to have famous people saying stuff about you, so...
Don't think Anthony doesn't want to lose his job over your sorry ass! Because he'll do it! Isn't that right, Anthony?
Right.
This is All Request Nights on Charlotte's Extreme Radio!
Alright, checking out Trek's RC forecast tonight.
This is
CeCe
calling me now.
70, tomorrow hot once again. High is about 828 billion degrees. Hold on, phone's ringing, let's get it. XRC.
Yeah, hello, is this Anthony?
Oh god, it's CeCe again. What's up, man?
Hey man, I was just thinking about something. You know, Brett might hear that thing we did earlier.
Right.
And I kind of don't want him to.
Well, it was live.
Oh, that's bad.
Real bad.
Yeah, I may.
This is radio, bud.
Tomorrow, I don't know.
This is radio, bud.
Wow.
Brett's gonna kick your ass, man.
Oh no, he's not. Brett is. Man, he couldn't kick anything, man. Hey, you know what? I mean, somebody should tell that loser that you know, somebody should beat him for trying to think he could be an actor. What was that movie he did? A Letter from Death Row.
Right.
Oh, what a push, man. He looks like such a little bitch with a bald head.
Oh, my God.
And that do-rag, like, what's his name? Tupac.
Man, you're not going to be in the band much longer, are you?
Well, if Brett has anything to say about it, he'll end up like Tupac.
Oh, my God.
Well, appreciate it, CeCe. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, man.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
That's crazy.
I am not a gangster. I just play one on TV.
Little Steven.
When I was out, they pulled me back in.
Wow, nice. So these are all your celebrity interviews.
Anthony,
this is
Michaels,
your...
good Italian boy. 95.7 XRC, Charlotte's best rock.
It's Anthony Michaels. It's All Request Nights. Who's on my phone now?
Hey, is this Anthony?
Oh, God,
is this CeCe again?
Why are you calling back, man?
Because she gave me the number. I'm trying not to curse.
I appreciate that. I've
had a lot to drink, buddy.
I thought you don't drink anymore.
I told you, man. It's all a lie. I mean, it's... What do you think I had on my Fruit Loops this morning?
What?
Vodka!
I could talk to this cat all night long.
Oh, that's three sheets in the wind, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. And we'll see you Thursday nights at Blockbuster.
Well, yeah, but this girl I'm here with, man, I don't know.
He's got chicks with him.
She might
mess still
me up pretty bad before I can make it.
He forgets we're on the air.
Well, I'm just,
aren't
I
you
mean,
in poison?
I got it bent over. So he's like, what? Hang on a second.
Does he think you're just
you
like hanging out in the basement?
You like that, don't you? Guys, scream, I said. Scream, I said.
Whoa.
Say my name. Who's your daddy? You like that, don't you?
This is insane.
It sucks to be a rock star.
I'm telling you, man. How do you do it?
Tell me this. When I come down there, is there anybody going to be there that can help me score some stuff?
Man, I'm not into that.
Nah, you ain't got to do it. I just want some.
No. Don't get me involved, man. Just don't.
Okay, well, find somebody.
All right, CeCe, we'll
that,
see you Thursday
night. I love
Thursday
that CeCe has put you in charge
5,000
of...
5,000 tickets to give away for the XRC Perfect Hairball with you guys. Who's up? Who's all coming?
Slams every band.
Well, this is really good. I want to hire you.
Those pricks from...
He's still talking.
Dockin.
Yeah. Those pricks from Dockin.
You don't like Dockin?
Georgie Lynch isn't with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not with him, so they blow.
He knows
Slaughter's
calling into
good.
A radio station, right? You're not like some guy on a couch.
Cool.
You're not his friend.
Him. Yeah, he's calling me lots of dope.
Because of all repressed heights on 957 XRC, two night jocks at the other rock stations are now in the unemployment line. Sorry. 95.7.
Yeah, so it's
that's crazy.
Crazy shit like that that I go, wow. How did I... Wow. I mean, CeCe was smacking a woman on the air asking me to get him drugs.
And disparaging Dokken and Bret Michaels.
But he likes Cinderella because they score him lots of dope. So that's the tape I would send out to try to get a job somewhere.
Yeah, I'd hire you. Listen, it's really impressive. You got Sam Kinison to do his thing for you. But the only problem is Sam Kinison has been dead for how many years?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes the whole thing seem a little outdated.
But it's who has Sam Kinison?
Right, I guess so. But you know, the thing about he has a weird thing about rock music. I guess you and I talked last week about how the Grammys, everybody who's up for a Grammy are all rock artists that have been around forever, except for the Black Pumas are the only people that are relatively new.
Mm.
But everyone else, it was like Paul McCartney, the Foo Fighters, AC/DC. And we were saying that rock is one of those things that is just ageless. Rock music is just one of those things. Like the music you played back then, they're still playing. playing that right now.
And that's the thing. It took me a long time being in rock radio to understand that 16-year-old kids still want to hear Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
You know, they don't hear Fire and go, oh, God, this song again. They go, wow, it's Jimi Hendrix. So it is a format that has all kinds of ages.
Oh, no, I'm always surprised. You know, when I was I was in grad school at Fordham University here in New York, and it was up in the Bronx, but there was a van that would pick us up and drive us up to the Bronx. And the van drivers were students, but like undergrads.
Mm.
And I was always shocked at how many of these like 18, 19, 20-year-old kids would get in the van and they'd hook up. It was in the early 2000s, so nobody had... the music was different. There wasn't Spotify yet. There wasn't any of that kind of stuff. But everybody had an iPod that they would hook up to the speakers. Everybody's iPod all had Zeppelin, The Who, The Doors, The Rolling Stones. I was so shocked. And I would say to like these 20-year-old kids, you're into this music? Yeah, I'm into this. I love this shit.
I just found it. I mean, Led Zeppelin to them are a new band, they think.
Well, no, they don't think it's a new band.
No, I mean, it's a new band to them. You're hearing songs for the first time. You go, wow, Going to California is a great song. But we've heard lot of them. Times.
Yes, that's definitely true. But I did speak to a lot of them who said that they grew up with parents who introduced them to rock music early on, and they've always been into rock and roll. Like they're just rock kids.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, you're right. And I, here in New York, Q104, I have a lot of friends that work there. That's the rock station here, and they put out this thing on Instagram just last week of what they say is the best rock song of all time, and every song on there was like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. The Who, the Doors, AC/DC, all the same bands we keep talking about. Nobody on there had Queens of the Stone Age. Do you know what I mean? They all had classic rock.
But look
metal
at Q104.
Bands, Metallica.
Q104 is always in the top five of New York. I mean, Z100 that plays the hits isn't even close to as popular as Q100 and CBS that just play old songs.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Because I think, I don't know. I don't know. No, I know exactly what it is. If you're somebody that's into new music, you are not listening to Z100. You have, whatever streaming service, mm-hmm. and you just download music, and whatever your friends or whatever Instagram or TikTok you follow, like you follow the artists themselves. You know, most of my friends, like most of the music I listen to, most of the hip hop stuff, I do listen to the hip hop station in New York when I'm in a car, but when am I ever in a car? I follow rap threads and I follow rappers that I like, and I know when their music is dropping. When it does, I have Apple